This evening we sung one kirtan by Narottamdas Thakur. Gauranga Bolite Have Pulakashuri. It's on page 34. Whenever we sing any kirtan, first thing, you must surrender yourself at the lotus feet of the author of the kirtan. Mm-hmm. We're not making music. We are not singing songs. This is not our entertainment. We are begging for the mercy of our acharyas. Those who have realized the pastimes of Radha and Krishna can bestow that realization upon us. And therefore, we very, very intensely desire that they sprinkle some mercy upon us. So before singing any kirtan, first thing, by mind, go immediately to the lotus feet of the author of the kirtan and give your pranam there. Narottam Thakur has sung this kirtan. Who is Narottam Thakur? Eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared roughly the same time that Mahaprabhu disappeared. So apparently he never met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But no. Mahaprabhu, one day, he was taking a bath in the river. And he started to call out, Narottam! Narottam! Everyone's thinking, who is he calling? Who is this Narottam? And there, in one cave, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left all his moods and then he left this world. Then when he left, roughly the same time Narottam Thakur was born, and he came and he took bath at that place. And all the moods of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they entered into Narottam Thakur. He became completely transformed. Actually, he is an eternal associate of Radha Krishna, Anuvilas Manjari. But he came in this world and did bhajan like an ordinary sadhak. When Narottamdas Thakur would do kirtan, what was it like? He knew this kirtan is not music. This kirtan causes the manifestation within the hearts of all who take part in kirtan of the transcendental Brajaras and all Rasalila of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. First, they would worship, before the kirtan, they would worship the kartals. This is the transcendental paraphernalia. So with flowers and chandan, they would worship the kartals. Then they would do puja of the mardanga and worship the mardanga. Then, the kartal players would sit in one place and mardanga players in another and the lead singers in another. And they would give garlands to the kartal players and give garlands to the mardanga players and the singers, and they would take sandalwood paste and with flowers and decorate them and worship the players in the kirtan. Then they would start their kirtan, and as they began their kirtan, what would happen? Narottam Thakur, he said, Golokera Prema Dhan Harinam Sankirtan. The treasure of transcendental prema descended into this world in the form of Sri Harinam Sankirtan. And like an inundation of prema from Golok Vrindavan would descend upon them and it would cause them to sing and play. In this way they would do kirtan. All devotees trembling, tears flowing constantly from their eyes, hair standing on end. And they would dance uncontrollably, rolling on the ground. And in the middle of the kirtan of Narottamdas Thakur, when he made a big festival in Keturigram, then everyone saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, Nityananda Prabhu came there, Advaita Charya Prabhu came there, Srivas Thakur came there. All had disappeared and all appeared in the kirtan of Narottam Thakur. Sarab Damodar, Roy Ramananda, Mukunda, Murari, all the intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all manifested and began dancing in the kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur. So this is called Naam Sankirtan. When Narottam Das Thakur, he wrote these kirtans, he's not writing any song, only the prema moving in his heart is causing him to sing. And what he sang at that time has been written down. So first of all, Narottam Das Thakur was saying, he's thinking, what can I do to attain the lotus feet of Radha Krishna? I am so far away. My sadhana will not be enough. I am chanting. Oh, how many rounds? 16 rounds, 32 rounds, 48 rounds, 64 rounds, 128 rounds. Will it be enough? Never. Even Brahma, Shiva, Narad, the four Kumaras, Navayugendras, all the great Mahajans headed by Bhishmadev, Prahlad Maharaj, Uddhav, none of them have a chance to touch this love of Vrindavan. It is so high. So what is the use of my 16, 32, 64, 128 rounds? My life is like a mosquito. I will be born and die millions of times in one day of Lord Brahma. And Brahma cannot get this thing. So what do your sadhana do? We have to do sadhana. But it will not be enough. What is required? Kripa. Mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has such causeless mercy. So he's praying. And he's saying, Goranga bolite habe, Goranga bolite habe pulakashri. When will that day come? Only saying this word, Goranga, my hair will stand on end. What does it mean? Who is Gauranga? Gauranga. Shamasundar. He's, Krishna is blackish. But now he became Gauranga. All his limbs are golden. Why? Because Krishna being is deeply absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika. And he came in this world to realize her love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's sitting in the Gambira in Jagannath Puri at night. And at that time, Swarupa Damodar and Rai Ramananda, they come and they sit with him. And they recite verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the evening, his separation mood, in the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna, separation mood going up and up and up. He's crying. Hey Deva, hey Daita, hey Bhuvanaika Bandhu. Hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Karanaika Sindhu. Hey Nata, hey Ramana, hey Nayana Birama. Ha ha kadanu bhavitasmi padam deshorme. Just as Srimati Radharani was crying when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. Hey Dev, hey Daita. Oh Krishna, you are so playful. Oh, you are my deep lover. Hey Bhuvanaika Bandhu. Oh, you are the friend of the whole world. Will you not be kind to me and give me your darshan? Hey Krishna. Hey Chapala, hey Karunaika Sindhu. You are so attractive, but so restless, always moving here and there. Hey Karunaika Sindhu, but you are an ocean of mercy. Hey Nata, hey Ramana, oh my lover. You always enjoy with me in my kunj. Won't you return and come back to my kunj? Hey Nayanabhirama, my eyes are so thirsty to see you. Aha Kada. Nubhavitasmi padam dashome. Hey Krishna, when will you again walk into the path of my eyes And in this way, Mahaprabhu crying and crying. And chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And all Brajalila is appearing in his heart. He's seeing Krishna. He is Krishna. But seeing Krishna through the love of Srimati Radharani. What an astonishing thing. So Narottam Thakur was saying, why is it that when I say the word Gauranga, my hair does not stand on end, realizing these things? Why? Hari Hari Bolite Nane Babani. When I chant Hari Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, why do tears not cascade from my eyes constantly in streams? Why? We should try to enter into the mood of Narottam Thakur. Before we sing this song, we pray to him that he'll sprinkle some mercy on us and we can realize, what is he feeling? Why is he asking this question? Why does my hair not stand on end? Why, when I chant Hare Krishna, tears don't come from my eyes? Why? What is the answer? Why? Because I'm aparadi. I'm an offender. These names are so strong, so sweet, so powerful. If we chant Harinam, oh, tears must come from our eyes. Hairs must stand on end. Voice must be choked. Heart must melt. Otherwise, what is the cause? So Narottam Das Thakur is thinking, Tadasma Saram Hridayam Bhatejam Yad Griyamana Harinamadeya Navikritata Yadavikaro Netre Jalam Gataruhe Shuharsha. This verse is very important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave this verse in Bhajan Rahasya, spoken by Shukadev Goswami in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadev Goswami saying, oh, that person, they, despite chanting Hare Krishna with a concentrated mind, if tears don't flow from their eyes, oh, tears may flow from their eyes, it may be, but if tears don't flow from their eyes and their hairs don't stand on end, oh, it may be that tears flow from their eyes and their hair stands on end also. But if tears flow from their eyes, their hair stand on end, but their heart doesn't melt, then it should be considered that their heart is made of more hard than a thunderbolt, harder than steel. Their heart is harder than steel. Why? They have made so many offenses to Vaishnavas, so many offenses in Seva, and so many offenses to Harinam. And therefore, oh, even though this name is so powerful, they don't change. Their hearts never change. So Narottam Thakur, he's remembering this verse and thinking, oh, when chanting Hare Krishna will tears flow from my eyes? Alas, I am such an offender. I am a great offender. Who can help me? So then thinking in this way and becoming quite desperate and feeling like such an offender, he's saying, who can help me? Then he remembered, oh, I am saying the name Gauranga, but Mahaprabhu is not giving me mercy. Who will give me mercy? Mahaprabhu is so kind, but he's still chanting his name, my heart's not melting. Who can help me? Then he remembered. When Jaga and Madai, they beat Nityananda Prabhu with a pot and cut his head and blood was pouring down his face. At that time, Mahaprabhu became so angry and he ran there. He was calling, Chakra, Chakra! And Chakra came like this. Came on his finger like this. And all the directions illuminated by the Chakra. Then Jaga and Madai, they became afraid. They fell on the ground. Please save us! Please save us! Mahaprabhu said, no, I'll kill you at once. Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, Prabhu, just see. This, the Jagai, when Madai, he cut me with the pot and again he was going to beat me. But then Jagai, he grabbed Madai and said, hey, what are you doing? This person is innocent. He's Abadut. Why are you beating this sadhu? Because when Nityananda Prabhu was standing and blood running down his face, oh, he was smiling and saying, "Oh, my dear brother, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." When Jagai saw this, he became shocked and was holding the arms. His brother took a pot again to smash Nityananda Prabhu, and he grabbed his hand. "What are you doing? This Abadut is innocent. He's sadhu." Then Mahaprabhu came with the chakra. So Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh Mahaprabhu, this Jagai, he was trying to stop Madai from beating me. He has saved me." Then Mahaprabhu's heart melted. "Oh, you tried to help my Nitai?" And he grabbed the Jagai and embraced him. And when he embraced him, oh, then the Jagai, whose name was Jagadananda, oh, he began trembling, crying, rolling on the ground and calling out helplessly, uncontrollably. He could not check himself. Only the name was coming. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Why? This is the power of Mahaprabhu's mercy. When Madai saw this, he thought, "Oh, he gave him love of God. I also want." He said to Mahaprabhu, "Please, bestow your mercy on me." Mahaprabhu said, "Never. You have struck my Nityananda Prabhu. I never give you my mercy." Madai said, "But you gave him your mercy. And we are brothers. And me and him, we are both as sinful as each other. We did everything together. We were stealing together. We were getting drunk together. We were eating meat together. We were killing people together and burning their houses down. Oh, we were raping together. Oh, we did everything together. So why you gave him mercy and not me?" Prabhupada said, "I never give you my mercy. Only if you beg forgiveness from Nityananda Prabhu." Then he fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu, oh, embraced him. Then Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy, and also he became maddened in love of God. So even those who Nityananda Prabhu, those Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will kill, Nityananda Prabhu will give mercy to them. So remembering how kind Nityananda Prabhu is, and Narottam Das Thakur, he began to cry. Arakabe Nitai Chande. Nitai Chand, bestow his mercy upon me. When he bestows his mercy upon me, then I will, oh my attachment, Sangsara Basana, I like this world. I want to live in this world. I think this world is my home. I think it's very comfortable and very nice place. And I have many friends. And my family, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, all their affection is like sweet honey. When they speak to me and they glorify me and they tell me how nice I am, then I drink this honey and I think, oh, I want to stay here forever. This is called Sangsara Basana. Only Maya, darkness, illusion and poison. These things, they kill us. They make us faint. If you take a very strong poison, oh, at once you'll faint and fall to the ground. Drinking this poison, oh, we become unconscious to our soul. We don't know who we are. Only in this endless nightmare of birth and death with no escape. But we are so attached. So he's saying, when Nityananda Prabhu will give me his mercy, at that time, all my material desires, I will think they are tuchta, insignificant. They'll become quite insignificant and petty, negligible, unimportant. I won't care for these things anymore. So who is Nityananda Prabhu? He is Guru. Nityananda Prabhu came in this world as Sri Guru. If we can surrender unconditionally and give all of our love at the lotus feet of Guru, then by the mercy of Guru, he will give us some strength, some power, and we'll think, oh, this world is nothing. Oh, million dollars is like only dry straw. I have no attraction for these things. Any beautiful lady, or for any lady, any beautiful man, what is this? Oh, like dry wood, nothing. No juice, no rust, no sense, no feelings. only earth, water, fire, air, ether, only material elements, and dancing under the control of sattvas, rajas, and tamas, nothing else. Only like a show. No reality. This is by mercy of Guru. Guru is so kind. My Gurudev, he was from a very aristocratic Brahmin family and very famous and high position in society and very nice family and everything. But he ran away and left everything. And he came to Devananda Gaudiya Math in Navadvip. There he met his Gurudev and he told him, "Oh Gurudev, all the love I have for my mother, my father, my uncles, my wife, my children, everything. I withdraw it from everyone and all my love I give everything to you." Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, tears came in his eyes, began crying. Very quickly, gave him sannyas and all power and realization. So, when we have the chance to meet Sadguru, then unconditional surrender. Nishkapat nishwata guru seva, without any duplicity and without any selfishness. We give all our energy in guru seva. Then, by mercy of guru, all our anartha, all our aparad, oh, everything will go away. Then, Nartam Das Thakur is thinking. Shuddha Bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, day and night, always absorbed. And he's thinking, "Oh, Vishachodiya Kobe, when I give up even the last tiny connection or attachment with this body and mind, sense objects, Vishachodiya Kobe, when leaving this body and mind and all senses and sense objects of this world far behind, Shuddha Habe Man, and my heart is neat and clean, completely pure and fresh, then Kobe Hama Herobao Sri Vrindavan, then I have darshan of Vrindavan." Is it possible? Anytime. Being deeply absorbed and chanting the Harinam, Sri Radhavalabha Kunja Bihari, with forgetting this body and mind and all senses and deeply absorbed in kirtan, what will happen? Oh, Kabe Hama Herabo Si Vrindavan. We can see transcendental Vrindavan. Oh, but we don't care. Only thinking, "Oh, this kirtan is going on long time. When will it be finished? When will class begin?" Like this, bogus. Harinam, so powerful, gives us chance to enter into Vrindavan. But we don't care for kirtan. We can do anything. Laughing, joking, talking, this and that, going here and there, wasting our time, precious, valuable human form of life. We don't do kirtan. Unlucky. So he's saying, when my mind is neat and clean and I'm absorbed in kirtan, that time I'll see Vrindavan. What does it mean? How can you see Vrindavan? With these eyes? No. With soul's eyes. In other words, here he's praying, when will I have my spiritual body? This verse here, the third verse of this song, is a prayer for Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi means when Cheto Darpana Marjanan, the mirror of the heart, Shuddha Habeman, the mirror of the heart is clean, at that time Shuddha Sattva will come. By mercy of Guru and my Guru Varga, Shuddha Sattva will come from the Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, and it will come down through my parampara and touch my heart and illuminate my heart. Then I will see who I am. My spiritual body will come, and with the eyes of my spiritual body, then I will see the Vrindavan Dham. Like now, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. Dekite, dekite, bulibo bokobe, dekite, dekite, body, and forget my identity. Then, nayane haribo, brajapura shobha, nitya chidanandamai. By spiritual body, I will behold that very beautiful place. That is Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan. So here he's praying for the Swarup Siddhi, to realize the spiritual body. Oh, you can realize your spiritual body and you can have darshan of Vrindavan, but still the service of Radha Krishna, very hard, very far away. If I want to serve the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, who can help me? I pray to Mahaprabhu and oh, he's so kind. He sent me Gurudev, and by the mercy of Guru, by serving Gurudev day and night, year, for years and years and years, finally, my heart became pure. Shuddha Sattva came in my heart, and I had darshan of that transcendental Vrindavan. But who can help me serve the lotus feet of Radha Krishna? Even Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is not enough. Nityananda Prabhu is Baldev. He cannot come close to Radha Krishna when they are meeting together in the kunjas of Vrindavan. You have to be very far away. So Nityananda Prabhu, he cannot help us. Who will help us? Then Narottam Thakur was thinking, oh, only my Rupa and Raghunath can help me. So then he began to cry. Rupa. Now, Narottam Thakur, he came in Swarup Siddhi. He realized his spiritual body. But it is not enough. He's thinking, oh, and sometimes chanting, and he sees the pastimes of Krishna in his heart, and sometimes his spurti breaks. That time, before he was thinking, oh, I am Anum Vilas Manjari, but when his spurti, the pastime disappears from his heart, then he sees, oh, I am Narottam Das Thakur, I am Sadak, I am in this world. Where is my Nityananda? Where is my Mahaprabhu? Where is my Rupa and Raghunath? Where is my Vrindavan? And he's crying. He's thinking, oh, when will I give up this body and attain Vastu Siddhi, having no gross and subtle body, and be in Vastu Siddhi, in Krishna's pastimes, having no connection with anything material anymore? When will I take birth in Vrindavan, in Vrishabhanupur, the village of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, from the womb of a gopi? And when will I grow up with Srimati Radhika? And when will I be married to any gopa in the village of Javat? Like this, he's saying, then I'll have the chance to serve Radha Krishna. And kabe hama bujabo. Here it says, by their instructions, I will be able to understand the divine love. Oh, bujabo doesn't mean understand. Bujabo means realize. When will I realize it? Directly. Jugala priti. When will I understand? When I am very eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa and Raghunath. Without following their footsteps, I will not understand what is this Jugal Priti, the deep love and affection between Radha and Krishna. One day, now you can come with me to Govardhan, Giraj Govardhan. And we're doing Prakrama and going from Dhangati, Dhanivatan Kund, the Sankarshan Kund, Govinda Kund, Putri Lota, the Govardhan Rasastali, Sarabi Kund, and going on, Uddhav Kund, keep going. Now, oh, almost at Radha Kund, on our right hand side, there's one very, very beautiful kunj, and one very attractive lake with many, many flowers, that place called Malyahara Kund. Srimati Radhika is sitting on the bank of Malyahara Kund. And Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, they are there. Oh, not. Srimati Radharani is not there. Sorry. Radharani is not there. Krishna is there. He's sitting on the bank of Malyahara Kund. And he's with his hakas, Subal, Ujjwal, and others. And his hakas, Subal and Ujjwal, they're picking flowers from the trees, and they're bringing the flowers and giving them to Krishna. And Krishna sitting there on the bank of Malyahara Kund and taking the flowers, oh, choosing them very, very carefully. And very carefully he's stringing one garland. So at that time, Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, they are coming there by Govardhan. And they see Krishna in the distance. And they're seeing how the Sakas, they're picking flowers, giving them to Krishna. And Krishna's picking the best flowers and nice colors and making a very wonderful garland. But just then, Rupamanjari and Ratimanjari, they saw coming at a distance, Shaibya and Padma, the Sakis of Chandravali. So they hid themselves and they're watching. Shaibya and Padma, they came there and they saw Krishna. And they looked and from a distance they could see, oh, Krishna's making a garland. They thought, oh, Krishna must be making a garland for my Sakhi, Chandravali, because Krishna loves my Chandravali so much. So Padma and Shaibya, they came there and they approached Krishna. And they said, they did not want to ask directly, only indirectly. They said, oh, Krishna, do you have any flowers? Can you give us any flowers? Krishna said, oh, yes, of course, why not you come here? And he took their basket. Then Krishna, so many flowers picked by his sakas, and taking the flowers, and he put them in the basket of Shaibya and Padma, like this. Oh yes, take. Oh, these are for you. I give you all of these nice flowers. And then Padma and Shaibya, they were going away. Or just then, Rupamanjari and Ratimanjari, they came there, and they approached Krishna. Oh, they were careful that Padma and Shaibya had gone. And then Rupa and Rati Manjari, they came to Krishna. They said, oh, Krishna Chandra, oh, can you give us any flowers, nice flowers? Krishna said, yes, you come here. And he took the basket of Rupa Manjari and the garland that he'd made, he put the garland in the basket. And then he took some flowers and put the flowers on the top. Then the Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, they're so happy. Why? Oh, they'll give this garland to Srimati Radharani. Then they're walking away, but Padma and Shaibya, they were thinking, oh, who is Krishna making this garland for? So they had gone, but not so far, and they were watching. And they were seeing, they could not see. What did he give to Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari? So then Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, they're coming along through the forest there at Govardhan. And Padma and Shaibya come there and say, oh, what do you have in your basket? I said, oh, nothing, only flowers. You can see. And then Padma and Shaibya, they're looking and they say, oh, so many flowers. Like this. Then they're satisfied and then they go away. Then Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari are laughing. So then they went to see Srimati Radhika. And they gave the garland to Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi put the garland on Srimati Radhika. Rupamanjari and Ratimanjari, they told the Srimati Radhika where this garland came from. Then Radharani, she was feeling so much separation from Krishna, being unable to meet him. And when the garland, made so lovingly, for a very long time and made so lovingly by the hands of Krishna, when this garland touched the body of Srimati Radhika, then she began to tremble, hair standing on end, heart melting and tears coming from her eyes and rolling down her face. She's so ecstatic. I said, oh, Krishna made this garland just for me. He made this garland just for me. And Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, to their eyes, drinking the beauty of Srimati Radhika. And feeling, all the bhavs are rising in her heart like a festival. Oh, Krishna made this garland for me. Many feelings are coming. And all are reflected in the heart of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. So Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, they came in this world. How? As Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Narottam Thakur is saying, when will I be very eager to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? Why? Because who are they? Oh, they are serving in this way. So many nice ways and realizing all the moods of Srimati Radhika. When I follow them, that time, Koba Hama Bujabo Say Jugala Priti, then I can realize what kind of love, what kind of sweet affection is there between Krishna Chanda and Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini, Srimati Radhika. So he's crying and praying for this, begging again and again. When? In the morning? In the evening? No. Always. Always. His heart is burning with his aspiration to attain the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath. So finally he's crying to them. Rupa, He's saying, Rupa Raghunatha Pode Rahu Morayash. Oh, constantly, constantly. My heart is just burning, burning and hankering again and again for the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. So Pratana Kore Sada Narottamadas. I am praying. When? Sada. Sada means continuously, without any break. Continuously. Like Rupa Goswami. Oh no, are you giving another example? You know, any mother, she has a young child. And every day, her child returns from school at 3:30, every day. Her child's only 5 years old, and he comes back from the school every day at 3:30. So one day, 3:30 comes, and the child did not return. So she's waiting, waiting. 4 o'clock still didn't come. Now she's concerned. His brother came back. She sends a brother, oh, go and search for your small brother. So then he goes. Then 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, still didn't come. Then the brother comes, I cannot find him anywhere. Now 7 o'clock. Oh, now she's thinking, where's my baby? Who has taken my baby? What happened to my baby? The face of her child is coming in her mind again and again. Oh, how he laughs, how he stares, how what he looks like when he's asleep. How he walks, how he's singing and dancing. All of his activities. How his hair is so soft. Oh, the smell of his body. The touch of his skin, everything is coming in her mind again and again, and she's burning. Where's my baby? She cannot watch television, she cannot eat, she cannot cook, she cannot do anything. Only like restless and restless. And this hankering, it cannot go away. So, when our anartas go away, when we are not deliberately maintaining any attachments to this world, when we're not deliberately having material desires, at that time, if you're in good association and doing kirtan, separation feeling must come. Always feeling, oh Rupa Goswami, where are you? Oh Raghunath Das Goswami, where are you? Hey Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where are you? Why am I so unlucky? Why have I never had your darshan? Oh Gurudev, Vaishnavas. If we don't feel separation from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, then we're not doing any bhajan. No bhajan at all. And why we don't feel separation? We have material desires deliberately and maintaining them. So when the heart is little clean and we're not deliberately maintaining desires, that time we try sincerely to do bhajan. And surely, the separation feeling must come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, oh Ramananda Rai, what is suffering? What is suffering? Ramananda Rai, he told him that dukkha madde kona dukkha hoy guru ta Krishna bhakta vira bhina dukkha nahi dekhi par. He said, out of all the types of suffering, actually there's no suffering. Only one thing is suffering. What is that? Separation from the Vaishnav. When we don't have the chance to be with Vaishnav, we have no chance to see Vaishnav. We have no chance to give Mahaprasad to any Vaishnav, to serve any Vaishnav. When no one will accept our service, we don't have the chance to hear the Harikatha of Vaishnav and do kirtan with Vaishnavas. Then, this is the only suffering. There's no other suffering, and this is the greatest suffering. So Narottam Thakur, he's feeling separation from Rupa and Raghunath, and he's praying to them, oh Rupa, oh Raghunath, what does it mean? Please give mercy to me right now. I am finding it very hard to maintain my life. It is very difficult for me to live without you. So I am on the point of death. I cannot go on. I cannot live my life any longer. Oh please, Rupa and Raghunath, give mercy to me now. Right now. You give me mercy because I cannot live for another moment. So Narottam Thakur was crying. So, singing these kirtans, remembering these things, and always chanting and praying like this, is called bhajan. Try to do bhajan. if you can become absorbed in bhajan, then it is certain that very, very soon Srimati Radhika and Krishna Chandra, they'll bestow their course's mercy and give us their darshan. Oh, very soon. We should think that if we have great eagerness within our heart, that Radha Krishna, they're very close by. They're very near. If we chant and hear and remember and do kirtan, but we have no eagerness, no ardent longing, then Radha Krishna are very far away. But any person, even any new devotee, the useless person, if they chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, with great eagerness, oh, then you should understand that Radha Krishna are very, very close by. It is only a question, a matter of time, little time, and that person's life will be so successful. Then, Vancha Kaputra Vista Kipasam Dubhavata Pritam Pavani Vaishnavi Bhumi. Jai Sisi Guru Granga Ganavika Giridhari Radhavinod Bihari Juki Dai Mushnu Pada Stotra Sata Shishimad Bhakadanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Dai Shri Prabhupada Ki Dai Rupanuga Guru Vaga Ki Dai Tupuvana Mangala Harinam Sankirtan Ki Dai Shri Braj Mandal Ki Dai Gaur Mandal Ki Dai Ketra Mandal Ki Dai Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Brinda Ki Dai Nitai Gaura Premanande Shri Natam Das Thakur Ki Dai.